Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Selenium Flagello first half 2015 results conference call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Fabrizio Rossini, Head of Investor Relations. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much, Sherry. Good morning and good afternoon to everyone. Thank you for joining Selenium Flagello first half 2015 financial results conference call. Hosting the call today is Pietro Salini, Selenium Flagello Chief Executive Officer. Also joining him on the call is Massimo Ferrari, General Manager, Group Finance and Corporate, and Alessandro De Rosa, Deputy General Manager, Administration, Finance and Planning. Before we start our call, let me remind you of the usual housekeeping safe harbor notice. Any forward-looking statements embedded in today's presentation are based on our current expectations and planning assumptions, which are subject to risks and uncertainties. The actual results may differ materially due to factors mentioned in the press release issued today and discussed in this conference call. Let me also remind you that an MP3 file will be available shortly after the call and can be accessed through the Investor Relations section of our website. As a usual reminder, during the Q&A session, in the interest of time for the other participants, please limit yourself to one question and a brief follow-up. And now I would like to turn over the call to Pietro Salini, Chief Executive Officer.
Good morning and good afternoon, everyone. And thank you for taking part in this conference call of our company's results for the first half of the year. I will start illustrating our market and business development in the first half of 2015, while Massimo Ferrari will lead you through our financial results and business performance. I will then conclude with our strategy consideration. The first thing I would like to show you, turning to slide 3, is how nicely our order intake has grown in the first half. The markets where we are present are developing well and continue to grow. And we have been very active in them, winning new projects, receiving more variation orders, and also increasing our stakes in consortia or joint ventures in which we are a member. In the second quarter, we concluded a share acquisition in an important contract in one of our core regions, for which we will provide details at the earliest convenience in respect of our partners and local requirements. Adding these three components, our order intake year-to-date reached 4.5 billion euros, allowing us to complete already three-quarters of our year-end targets. That is approximately 76% of the total value of the target that we set for ourselves for the whole of 2015. As for the new projects that we have recently won with our partners, they include two stadiums in Qatar, which are together worth more than 1 billion euros. One is a sports stadium for the 2022 World Cup, while the other is in the infrastructure for a residential area outside Doha, including roads, tunnels, and water system for irrigation. The Gulf is obviously a very important market for us, given the multitude of projects and plans to develop the regional infrastructure. In the first half, we also signed two important MOU for a total of 4 billion euros, of which we disclosed the first signed with the Papua New Guinea for a large hydro plant to support the economic development. The second refers to another large project in one of our historically core regions for which we will subsequently provide details. Though these projects are not imminent on our business plan, we'll receive a contribution from these already in 2017. Let me emphasize that we are continuing to invest a significant amount of resources in pursuit of growth and opportunities, and that we will be able to fund our future growth also beyond our current business plan. New contract wins are the essential fuel for our activity, and we do not intend to slow down. On the contrary, we continue to be very active on this front, and I can disclose we have submitted offers worth a combined 10 billion euros for upcoming projects, including a massive one in Oman, where there are plans to build a railway line across the country for which we are awaiting outcome. Turning to slide 4, you can see that our total backlog has increased to 33.3 billion euros, with the pure construction backlog representing 26.1 billion euros, a level that secures us a steady revenue stream for the years to come. One important aspect I would like to point out is the geographically balanced distribution of our backlog. This is an aspect we do not wish to undermine and where we have been actively seeking to take some edge without compromising our business expansion activity. You will probably appreciate the fact that in excess of 90% of our ongoing activities, that is the bids that we have submitted or are preparing to submit, are taking place in countries with medium to low risk profiles. Finally, let me spend a couple of words on the project we have recently completed and the quality of our work for which there is all for all to see. This year, we have completed a number of major projects, including the Sogamoso hydroelectric plant in Colombia, which will provide for 10% of the country's energy needs. Another finished project is the last section of Rome B1 metro line, whose new terminal station has a three-level car park. Not only does all of this make me proud of the work done by everyone at Salini and Pregiro, but also gives me confidence in our ability to reach all of the targets set under our plan. Let's move to slide 5. Another source of pride for me is the revenues coverage ratio secured by our backlog. When you look at the value of all the orders in our construction backlog, it covers more than 90% of the total revenues that we anticipate in our 2014-2017 business plan, securing a very high level of visibility for our future revenues. Our robust backlog covers more than 6 times our current revenues level. That is to say that if we would stop taking new orders from today, our machine would have enough fuel for the next 6 years. This level is outstanding, even when compared with our competition. Some of our rivals may be bigger than us, but in terms of backlog coverage, you can see that we are more than 3 times better than our European peers and US ones. The size of this backlog is one of the positive outcomes which our group derived from the merger with Impregilo. It has been only a year and a half since we completed the merger and began implementing the business plan, but we are already seeing the combined group producing excellent results. I now give the floor to Massimo, who will walk you through our financials and business performance.
Thank you very much, Pietro. Hello and good afternoon, everyone. After the review by Pietro, let me review with you the details of our financial performance for the first half 2015. Let's move to slide 7, where you can see the improvement in terms of revenues, EBITDA and EBIT, and net income, in particular from continuing operation. Let's go to slide 8. Where you can see the partner that we had in 2014, quarter by quarter in terms of revenues. You will no doubt have noticed that we had already reported in last quarter, first Q1, a strong year-on-year growth, to which we now added this 20% sequential growth in Q2, yet when we look at the first half 2015 growth versus the first half 2014, we see a progress of 2.9%. Then let me reconfirm that we are fully on track to reach the revenues target on 2015 with a growth of 15%, thanks to a further 20% growth that we will have in the second quarter, in the second half of 2015, thanks to the positive effect that are coming from several major projects from Ethiopia, Metro of Riyadh, Cityringen in Denmark, and Kochiv in Italy, strengthening their contribution to revenues in the second half of this year. Turning on slide 9, let's move on the review of our P&L dynamics. We see that EBITDA came to 229 million, increasing by 16% versus the first half 2014, and EBIT amounted to 129 million, increasing by about 12%. Both EBITDA margin 10.4% debit margin 5.8% are in line or better than our expectation for the end of 2015. Both margins include 6 million of non-recurring costs related to strategic projects aimed at improving the group efficiency and at anticipating some of the cost synergies already in a significant part to 2016, ahead of business plan schedule. In the first half of 2015, we also managed to reduce our net financing costs, which came down from 89 million in the first half of 2014 to 21 million. This very positive result was due to a significant improvement in financial expenses, which decreased from 73 million in 2014 to 47 million in the first half of this year, with an improvement of 36%, thanks to the medium long-term bank debt renegotiation, which contributed to lower the average interest rate from 4.3% to 2.6%. Let me also add that for the current year, we estimate that pure financial charges will be approximately in a range between 70 and 80 million, including capitalized cost of about 18 million. Also, Forex contributed to benefit financing cost, passing from a negative 38 million in first half of 2014, you remember the Venezuela effect, to a positive 5 million in the first half of 2015. Net profit from continuing operation reported a very strong increase, ending at 71.9 million, showing more than a threefold increase versus 15 million in the same period of the last year. Touching briefly on the net profit from discontinued operation, which reported a net loss of 12 million versus a gain of 60 million in the first half of 2014, let me remind you that last year's figure included the proceeds from the sale of Fisia Babcock with a capital gain of around 85 million. Slide 10 shows our gross debt that grew in the first half by about 210 million compared to the end of 2014. The increase is due in part to the project shares acquisitions realized in the first half, and in part to seasonal financing of the working capital growth required to sustain the development of our projects and operating activities. The chart reported below in the slide shows the comparison between the level of debt between 2014 and 2015, from which you can see that our net debt has been consistently lower in 2015 for each period considered. Our business requires a financing dynamics that may fluctuate within the year, depending on the requirements of the business development and our project's operational evolution. However, we expect a reduction of the net debt going forward and expect, and we confirm, to close the year with a low gross debt level. If you turn to slide 11, we can see the waterfall of the cash flow. I believe these elements are worth to be pointed out here. We briefly touched the first when discussing the increase in working capital requirements, which was due mainly to the acquisition of project shares in the consortia, the increase due to the Denmark, Ethiopia, Kosovo, and Qatar project entering in volume, which was partially compensated by advance payment increase. Notwithstanding, this cash absorption working capital variation was less than the absorption reported in the first half of the year. The second element is the consistent reduction of financial expenses that absorbed much less cash than last year and going forward, we expect this trend to continue thanks to the renegotiation of our bank debt and better financial discipline overall. The third element refers to the CapEx expense, which, not including the consolidation of Selly Tunneling Denmark that we bought and we closed the deal at the end of the first half of 2015, weighs for 30 million, was around 100 million euro level, the normalized capex, and we can anticipate an overall capex expense for the whole 2015 in a range between 180 and 200 million euro. We should be able to maintain CapEx significantly lower the expectation and the assumption that we put in the business plan. As you remember, we had an average of around 450 million euro in the 3 years, 2015, 2016, 2017. We are very confident to be lower than this amount of around 100, at least 100 million euro per year. I leave the floor to Pietro for the closing remark and some other consideration.
Thank you, Massimo. We are now at slide 13. Before we open the line to questions, there are three more elements I would like to leave to you with. First, I would like to reiterate the guidance that we had outlined for the current year. The first half of 2015 has been perfectly in line with our expectations, or even slightly better, in our business plan, which we reconfirm once more in every target. The second point deals with our merger and acquisition strategy and where we stand in the acquisition process of a possible target we have mentioned in the U.S. market. Let me reiterate, first of all, that we consider the U.S. potentially very important as an infrastructure market. One DAO where you need to be present with the local company if you want to extract there the maximum benefits, looking at the way that go beyond simply growing contract by contract. That is why, as we previously mentioned, we started to look for an acquisition opportunity there. Well, we have identified one and we are seriously looking at it. The process is still on and we will provide an update after December. Before this gives way to excessive speculation, let me also emphasize now that we have set for ourselves some common sense valuation parameters. Whatever we do must make business and financial sense. For any potential acquisition, the economic benefits derived from it should be higher than the cost linked to the merger and acquisition operation. Put another way, we are open to consider acquisition, but not at any cost. Third and final point, both on a positive note. As Massimo reminded us, we incurred the past semester 6 million euros of non-recurring costs. These charges have been added with a specific reason. They will enable us to anticipate some of the savings which were expected in our original plan only in 2017. So we expect that these synergies can come into the picture in 2016. These synergies will stem from the reduction of corporate costs, from better efficiency in our plant and machinery management, and finally from the improvement of our procurement cycle. But we actually did more than reassess our synergies contribution. We have actually introduced a quarterly review process, which is done in a systematic way, painstakingly test the continued validity of our business plan assumption in order to reach the targets we set. Along with this line, we have recently introduced some restriction, such for instance, putting to zero all revenues and cash from Libyan job, while Venezuelan and Nigerian job have been significantly reduced and the plan still holds well. We feel very much reconforted from the results from this disciplined exercise and see that the announced targets are more and more within our reach. The revenues expected under the plan are basically secured through the excellent level of our backlog, and we now have to concentrate mostly to keep the orderly execution of our jobs. So let me just recap the important thing that we have in front of us. We have a booming market and the business plan that is already almost completed when we talk about 92% of our total revenues are coming from secure backlog. revenues in the second half of this year will accelerate in order to meet our target, and this is foreseen by the plan. So you will see also that the 20% increase quarter to quarter that we have seen in the first half of the year will progress into the next quarter. Expansion of the working capital to be reduced, and as it was last year, you see by the end of the year, the working capital is going to be reduced. The reduction of the net financial position expected as per guidance by year end. You know there are some advances that are coming into the picture, and the working capital reduction will give that added cash to reduce the net financial position. And the net profit, which is expected to better, as you see that is now year to year from the past year. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you, Pietro. Now we can move on to take the questions. Thank you, Sherry.
Okay, excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the questions and answer session. The first question is from Mr. Giuseppe Mapelli of Equita. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good evening, everybody. I have two questions, to tell the truth. The first one is on the impact on the increases of stake announced in the quarter. If you can elaborate a little bit more in terms of cash out, higher debts, and so on. So a little bit more color about this impact. And then my second question is if you can give us an idea of the nature of the losses on ceded activities, because I think that they relate mainly on Todini. If you can give us some idea if they are cash or non-cash. Thank you.
Start with the first questions. The first question is related to the acquisition. You see already the disbursement, which is inside the figures that you have in front of you. So the disbursement has already been taken into account into the net financial position that you see. I hope that this is sufficient. And going back to Todini, the effect is very limited and is due mainly to some exchange rate into the countries in which Todini was present.
So all the negative the results of CD activity is related to Todini, or there is something other that we should take into consideration?
You're talking under the
yes,
for the discontinued operation. Yes, there is only Todini, I think, the negative.
Okay.
The other one.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Giuseppe.
Excuse me, sir. The next question is from Mr. Andrea Scauri of Mediobanca. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes. Hi. Good afternoon, gentlemen. I have one question on cash flow that you expect in the second half of the year. If my calculations are right, you should generate in the second half some 50 to 60 million of pure net cash flow generation, net of capex and taxes. I was wondering if the delta to come to a stable net financial position year on year, so in the region of 100 million euro, is mainly related to the down payments that you expect to cash in from the orders already collected and the other contracts that you expect to fall in the second half. Thank you.
Well, mainly this reduction is the reduction of net financial position will be linked to the reduction of the working capital that you see now expanded. This is a matter that is seasonal with the our work. You have seen the same trend was exactly the same one in last year. Of course, the cashing in of some advances by the end of the year will be offset by partially by some expenditure that we have in terms of reimbursement of advances. As you may remember, we didn't expect particularly cash positive effect from the advances, so we thought that our plan was more or less neutral on the stock of advances that was coming in and coming out. So the plan was to sustain the cash from other drivers and principally from reduction in working capital.
Okay, very clear. Thank you.
Then I can just add that if you look at the pattern of the net financial position in 2014, you saw a significant improvement in the second half. If you just apply the same improvement, we will achieve the target. But of course, the reduction of working capital is the main reason.
Thank you, Mr. Ferrari. This is what I wanted to hear. Thank you.
Thank you, Andrea. Sherry, next question.
Yes. As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your touch-tone telephone. We have a follow-up from Mr. Giuseppe Pugliese, the Intermonte. Please go ahead, sir.
Good evening, everybody. Giuseppe Pugliese from Intermonte. I have one question. Do you think that the order intake guidance for 2015 are at least achievable in light of the strong order intake you had until the July? Thank you.
Order intake, as you see, we are ahead of our plan in terms of what we have achieved so far. And we think that these figures are going to be boosted by the end of the year by some other good news, which is expected into the second half of the year. As you have seen also, we didn't take into consideration the two MOUs that we signed, which are huge, are around 4 billion euros of contracts, potential value, which, of course, an MOU is not a contract, but this is much more than nothing in terms of commitment, means that we and the client started to work together on the spot, on the project to make, let's say, a path in which at the end there is a contract at the end of this work. So we expect that these two MOU will give us some very good news into the near future. We are best offer for a certain number of contracts that we have given you the details into the slide. Of course, we cannot be more, let's say, open on respect of the clients and on the confidentiality of this issue. We'll give, of course, the news as soon as we have official words. And you have to take into consideration also that there is a certain amount of generation of new orders which are coming directly from the backlog. So far we have taken into consideration the, let's say, variation order which has been given so far. But you may imagine that into the next coming 6 months and even farther, there will be some further generation of revenues coming from the orders we have already in hand, because normally there are variations attached to contracts. Sure. And the figures that I was saying, that let's say the accumulated revenues that in the plan was foreseen, it is now covered by 92% by the actual backlog. It means that if you take into the picture also the revenues coming out from a variation order, which we do not see now from in the backlog, we are very very near to 100%, let's say, figures of coverage from what we have already achieved so far. I think that the most significant thing that make us happy is the fact that after 1 year and a half of work into this business plan, we are almost over the business plan that was designed at 1 year and a half ago. It is almost complete. So I think that in the next coming future, we may also update the plan to take into consideration some further events that were not seen at that time.
In fact, it seems to me that in light of the strong order intake you have, there is a significant possibility that you should revise upward the revenue, the top line in the next future. Or on the other side, you should reduce the transformation of the backlog revenues.
Yes, let's say we stick with our feet on the ground, and we want first to deliver and then think to do something better. So our idea now is to complete the plan and let everybody see that we are getting to the figures that we've given us as as expectation or targets for 2017, which of course we fully reconfirm. And you have seen that even if there were some issues into the world that changed the ideas that were at the base of our business plan, the business plan and the activity of the company were able to overcome these difficulties. So when you see, for instance, that Libya was inside the picture at the time we drew the business plan, and now there is not, and it was an important issue, over 2 billion of revenues coming out of from that area, you imagine that the company is able to overcome such a large lack of, let's say, of generation from an area and do something better. So we are very confident in terms of revenues and marginality. You see that I was just saying that we could anticipate, let's say, of 1 year the full benefit of the reduction in terms of synergies, which means that we are a little bit faster than the schedule, and this means that we will be able to generate a little bit better the cash that is coming out from these savings before than that it was anticipated by the plan.
Okay, if I may...
Sorry, Giuseppe, if
yes.
I can add two other important things on the new orders and the backlog increase. First of all, to be consistent with the number that we disclosed before, we have still 1.4 billion euro of orders where we are preferred bid. We are awaiting outcome for orders that are more than 8 billion, and we have to submit orders in 2015 for more than 12 billion euro. This is very important also in terms of marginality, because we are investing a lot of money in the increase of order, in our penetration of the market. So also considering this, we are maintaining the EBIT margin target quarter by quarter.
Okay. If I may, a quick follow-up. You are talking about the possibility of updating the business plan. Do you have in mind a period, so end of 2015 or in 2016?
I think that is too early to say anything about further development of the business plan. Let's stick to the numbers, as I said, and be with the feet on the ground and look at our development into the next coming months. Even some ideas would come from the outcome in the U.S. Possible potential acquisition. So let's see that after September.
Thank you.
The next question is from Mr. Carlo Maritano of Intermonte. Please go ahead, sir.
Good evening. I was just wondering if you can add some color about the 46 million of financial assets by SPV.
Of course, is the financial position of the consortium that we do not consolidate, fully consolidate, line by line.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is from Mr. Roland Vetter of CF Partners. Please go ahead, sir.
Good evening, gentlemen. One question on working capital. On page 11, you quote a change of 199, and on page 16, there's also a working capital change of 258. Which is the one that's relevant? I guess it's number on page 11, but how can you explain the number on page 16?
Sorry, Roland, are you looking at page 18 or 16?
Okay.
Sorry.
16 on the presentation. You have a line in your statement of financial position called working capital.
Yeah.
And then change, it's 258.978.
Of course. The figures of the end of 2014 were not restated, while the numbers that you, we provided you for the economic and financial have been restated for the famous new accounting principle, and also for the Todini perimeter.
Okay, that's clear. Thank you very much. And maybe two more questions. You have quite a bit of activity in Africa, and we see again now, especially with worries about China, that there's pressure on commodity prices. Would you think that this commodity and price environment will have some impact, negative impact, on your African business? And another question would be on the margins. I guess you have some visibility on the order intakes, what kind of margin you expect. Would you expect that they're equal to what we see coming through, or would you even expect an improvement because you can be more picky because you have a better pipeline?
You're getting me, I hope, that to answer first to your last question, the marginality of the contract we are looking at, of course, we have now the ability to better cherry picking our content, so we think that we can be a little bit more high in our expectations, and we can make a better deal. So this is one basic fact that we are not forced to take whatever it comes due to the magnitude of the backlog and the fact that 1 year and a half later, after the plan has been floated, we already almost meet all the targets that are inside. So this is the first thing. For Africa, we continue to be very positive. We think that Africa continent, to us, it's our, let's say, bread and butter market. It is bringing to us the benefits of the experience we accumulated into that continent. And being the market leader in that continent would be very important into the future, where that market expands and their GDP is expanding so much that there is a very huge demand for new infrastructure into that area. So we are very positive about Africa. And nonetheless, as Massimo tried to explain before, is the fact that We are looking very careful about the quality of our portfolio and also the risk that is inherent to our portfolio country-wise.
Mm-hmm.
So we are making a selection of projects that gives to the portfolio. As I think I told you once that we are looking at our activity as a portfolio management, and this means that we are trying to correct now, let's say, the areas in which we think that there is an inherent risk which is maybe not paid for in terms of what is the expected revenue. So we think that we are doing a good job in terms of bettering the risk profile of our portfolio.
Okay. Thank you very much, Pedro. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Roland. Sherry, next question.
The next question is for Mr. Irene Song. Ms. Irene Song, excuse me, of Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead, madam.
Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my question. I just have one sort of related question remaining. I just wanted to get a clarification on your net financial position guidance for this year. It looks like your underlying working capital performance is already much better compared to last year. And if we assume similar improvement in the second half of this year, as Mr. Ferrari says, then we'd easily get to 2015 net financial position that is better than last year. So I just want to understand why you think you can only get to sort of similar 2014 net debt level, not better. So if you could just get some color on this, that would be great. Thank you.
Well, Irene, it's a matter of consistency. Let's say that we are given our guidance taking into account a certain number of factors. And you may appreciate that 100 million more or less in our business, as I had the opportunity to say into the past, it's a matter of days of payment in some client or the other. So we think that the guidance we gave being more or less at the level of net financial position of last year is consistent with the plan, consistent with what is the industrial view of the plan. We may do something better, but I say that we have to stick to that figures because these figures come out from a plan. So we have to take into consideration an enormous quantity of factors that are going to influence that level, even the day, I said, of payment of some of our clients. So we think that is for the time being that figures are sensible enough to reflect the real position at the end of the year.
Thank you.
Thank you, Irene.
The next question is from Mr. Andrea Scauri of Mediobanca. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, hi. A follow-up on Panama. I was wondering what is the state of the art of the arbitration with the client and if there is any chance to see a kind of recovery of profitability from a contract that, if I remember well, should be zero margin, or it is too early to make such an assumption. Thank you.
Panama, the first thing I have to say that we are very proud that the contract is almost completed and done, and that this company was able to do such an enormous project and to sustain also the production, and when it was very difficult to do in front of that client. So let's say that it's easier to talk to a client when you deliver a project and it starts to give to the client 400 million of new revenues per month than without. So let's say that it is a complicated issue, of course, as you may appreciate, but we are positive in the sense that this matter being concluded, let's say, in a good way for the client can come also to an end, a positive end for us. In the meantime, there is a process of arbitration that you remember we were able to establish into the court of Miami, and that is going on. And during this year, there are a number of decisions which are awaited from the DAB, which is the Board of Independent Consultant, which has been appointed to. And we will expect, of course, some new positive decision from them based on the fact that they have already decided on the merit of the responsibility of the basalt, and that we are going to recognize to us the being there on the right side. So I think that Panama, it is of course, as being the most complicated project into the world, it is also something that has to be dealt with with a time frame which is not a day by day, but is a longer period. So we are confident that at the end we will obtain what is our fair compensation for all this matter, and that the client has already financed it so far.
Okay, thank you.
If there are no more questions, I would like to say to all of you and to wish to all of you good holidays. We need to take some holidays, so even if we do not deserve it, and this is up to the investors to judge it, we will take some days of rest and in this hot summer in Italy. So thank you very much for your attention, and wish you all the best for your holidays to you and your families.